Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, just talk about the result.
Yeah.
It's just a common question every night, but you guys keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing game, right? Just, again, another instant classic. Phillies kept coming back, putting together unbelievable at-bats. And so did we. And, I mean, you know, enough can't be said about Vientos. I mean, he is really blossoming into a heck of a player, and is a force with his power, and someone that you always have to worry about. So just so proud of him. I thought that was a huge moment. Both of those home runs, I mean, they were spectacular. But I mean, this is what everybody wants, you know, out of October baseball. I think we put on quite a show for everybody in attendance and everybody watching on TV. And it's really fun to play baseball like this. And that was again, just an instant classic game.
Brandon, you talk about Mark, and I know that you've said 2022 was a bit of a learning experience for guys that were going through it mm-hmm. for the first time.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of him that has allowed him to hit the ground running this way in his first postseason?
You know, I think he's not afraid of the situation. He understands that failure is a part of this game, but he doesn't let that dictate, you know, how he's going to plan for the game and how he's going to attack it. He goes and he gives it his best shot every single time. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but you're really seeing him play without any fear, and you know, it's just really refreshing to see at such a young age. I think Alvy plays that way as well. Mm-hmm. Usually it takes some experience to be able to get that way, but these guys are showing it right away. And, you know, you're seeing it all throughout the game. We have a lot of, you know, amazing young players throughout the game that are coming through in big situations and playing in big baseball games and you know, really, really doing it up here. And so very, very proud of the direction baseball is going. I think the young kids are coming up more and more ready, and it's really cool to see.
And what happened on that collision with you in left field?
I got the air knocked out of me. I was playing all the way on the fence for no doubles, and had to come all the way in, and I wasn't quite sure that Mark was all the way underneath it, so I came up to try and you know, catch it if it happened to go by his glove. It's you can't really hear each other, you know, at that point. So you're just doing the best you can, and he ended up catching it. And I don't really know what I hit, or, you know, if like an elbow kind of got underneath my ribs or something. I'm not really sure. I haven't seen, but just felt like in football back in the day when you used to get a football underneath the pads, and I haven't had that in a long time. So I just need a second to get the air back in my lungs.
Brandon, well, for the past 2 weeks that you guys have had and the baseball that you guys played this weekend, mm-hmm. do you leave this weekend as a win?
Yeah.
Getting the game down here?
I mean, I think so. You know, we would have loved to win this game too and be in a great position to win one game and move on, but also, I mean, they played really well, and they came up with some really big hits. I mean, Stotts, Castellanos, I mean, Harper's home run. They really did an amazing job. And, you know, sometimes you're not going to win, you know, but we threw some punches and we did a really good job, and I'm very, very proud of these guys. So I do look at it as a win. And coming out of Philadelphia, you know, 1-1, if you would have asked before those games if you would have taken that, you probably would have. And so I definitely think so. You know, there's lessons to be learned, but again, just what an amazing game, and you're not going to win them all.
Finally going home after a long, long time. What's that going to feel like for a final?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to, you know, go back, and it's probably going to feel like a like a vacation home. You know, it's been a while, and you know, we're excited to get back to the Mets fans. Yeah, I'm just most excited to see what Citi Field's like on Tuesday.
What did Real Muto say to you?
Oh, nothing. It had nothing to do with the home run or it was literally. I have the utmost respect for Real Muto. He's one of the most stand-up guys. It literally had nothing to do with the home run. That was totally misconstrued. It had nothing to do with it. Well, there was nothing, but no, it was, no. I have, like I said, I have the utmost respect for Real Muto and the guys on that team. It literally had nothing to do with the home run.
You call this an instant classic. You talk about how fun these games are. Mm-hmm. When you're going through, when you're in the moment, like, is it fun or is it incredibly stressful?
Well, I'm absolutely drained right now. you know, you go through, you know, an emotional roller coaster and, you know, just mentally and emotionally being into every pitch and every pitch mattering so much. It does mentally drain you, but you're so into it that you don't really realize it until you come down. And I mean, it's definitely different. It, you know, it mentally drains you, but you know, come the next game, you're ready to go, and you know, you give it your best effort and everything that you got. But it definitely is different in you know, being able to ride this roller coaster and try and keep it as even keel as possible. But it's hard. I mean, you know, you get excited and, you know, and then they do something good and you're like, ah, shoot, you know, that thought we had it there for a little bit, you know. So it's just, yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Given the way the past week has gone with your kind of ridiculous series of comebacks, mm-hmm. when you're on deck and Vientos ties it in the ninth, what are you even thinking?
I'm just thinking, hey, let me see if I can just get on here and let me see, you know, if I can have a good at bat and restart this thing. Because just like it happened, I know that, okay, the game's tied, like, you know, somebody needs to take the lead. You know, you don't have that California rule thing where somebody starts on second base, right? So, I'm just trying to think, okay, game's tied. Let me see if I can get on base and restart some momentum and, you know, get us going and see if we can score another run here. I hit the ball well, you know, just went right at left fielder. That's too bad. But
did you think it was a home run? The answer is...
Yeah, I got a pretty good look at it, and he hit it pretty well. So I thought it definitely had a shot. I would have been surprised if it didn't go.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.